blah 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 blah
blah blah
blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah
blah blah blah
blah blah blah
blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah
blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah blah blah.
Can't take the chance.
That's really how you're opening
Sean,
the show.
Sean, yep.
God, I'm going to cut that out.
Sean, no.
We're going to lose our viewers within like 5 minutes.
No.
I want a viewer because I don't know how you're viewing.
We're going to actually...
Listener.
We're going to actually gain viewers from the negative to the zero.
Wow.
You mean from a zero to a hero?
From dead people to newborns or something. I don't know.
Mm. Sean, this has been a long time coming, buddy.
Yeah, where the hell you been?
Well, first, none of us go to Rowan anymore.
This is your fault.
This is my fault. None of us go to Rowan anymore because...
Well, Kyle never went to Rowan.
No.
Yeah, but we don't have a home base down there anymore because our friends moved out, so it's harder to meet up. And I'm working, you're not doing anything.
Well, if we don't have a home base, we can always build like a hovercraft.
We could.
Like the Avengers.
They make it That'd seem awesome. So easy, right?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Blah Blah Podcast episode
19.
Oh, we're almost at the big 2-0, man.
Yeah, what's going to happen there?
Oh, my God.
I don't even know.
Do you?
I know.
We might watch some movies?
No.
Give our reactions?
No.
No?
No.
Maybe we'll speak to George Lucas again.
It's an entire episode dedicated to Hannibal.
No, that's your spinoff called Shannibal.
Mm-hmm.
Shannibal.
The Sean Hannibal collection.
Yep. Hey, Jason, what does Hannibal eat for Easter?
A Hammibal?
Yes.
Oh,
we'll get to that in a minute because I am Jason Green.
You should have said people.
People. Soylent Green
mm-hmm.
is me.
Yep.
I am Jason Green. I am one of your hosts alongside Sean, Kevin Smith's brother, Sean Smith.
I am Kevin Smith's brother.
You are, but not the Kevin Smith, right?
Not that one, no.
Returning is the man with almost the master's degree in his possession, Kyle Downey.
Hello.
How's that going for you, buddy?
It's slow.
It was in your grasp and it just slipped away.
Yeah, it's just, I can touch the tip, but I can't get
it. Oh, excuse me.
Is that how you get degrees nowadays?
You gotta go and take some risks, you know?
I mean, you know, I was telling Sean before that, what is it, July 15th, there's this networking event in New York City that YouTube's sponsoring. I'm gonna go to it and, like, you know, network my way around, and I'm gonna have to start stretching my jaw out, man.
Yeah,
I need a job.
Okay, put some knee pads on.
Yeah. Gotta go talk
bring a,
to
a bring a suck bot.
Sponsored by Blah Blah Podcast. Let me get some of these plugs out of the way first. But you know, we could, because I always forget at the end. You can follow me.
I'll remind you.
Well, I'll do it in the beginning too. You can follow me on Twitter. I am. Are you right?
No, I'm fine.
Okay.
He's still upset about.
Are you channeling your inner Vince McMahon?
I'm upset about Hannibal.
You can follow me on Twitter. I'm at J Green, J-A-Y Green, like the color 89. Kyle, you are at. The Downster. THEDOWNSTER. Sean, you don't have Twitter.
I don't believe in Twitter.
But there is a Blah Blah website now. BlahBlahInc.com. INC for Incorporated. Excuse me. It's making me choke up. It's so beautiful. But that's how important we are. It's actually a work in progress. But yeah.
Okay.
Guys, I'm really concerned about one thing, though. I've been getting like these weird calls lately, right? And they're from an unknown number, but when I pick it up, there's just someone there speaking Russian to me. I don't know what this means. I'm actually really worried. Hmm. I feel like...
Maybe you have an admirer.
No.
Did you cut someone off in traffic?
I mean, I went to the... I needed money for to pay some bills, so I went to this bar in Brooklyn the other day, and this guy said he can give me a loan. He looked like a shark, but he was, but he said that if I didn't pay him back within 2 weeks, I would... Oh, God. There's my phone ringing again. I'm turning it on.
Где мои деньги?
The fuck did that mean?
I don't even know.
I think that means I'm gonna be dead soon.
Я сломаю твои ноги.
Okay, this joke's going nowhere. hi.
Hey.
The guys, we got a girl on the show.
OMG.
I don't know what to say.
Am I the first one?
Technically, no. We had Chris's girlfriend, but she was
and
there
your
for
mom.
Like. They were both there for like 2 seconds.
Hmm.
But we actually have our first girl, like, full guest for the whole episode this time.
Breaking records.
Unless she decides to leave and think we're so weird.
And your name is Yulia.
Or Evan gets a sex change.
You mean Evan's a guy? I thought he was a butch this whole time.
He's merely a man.
Mm-hmm. Hi, your name's Yulia.
That's my name. Don't Yulia. Wear it out.
Yulia, tell us a little bit about yourself.
My name is Yulia.
It's like Julia, but with a Y, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Two Ys.
No.
Yes.
Extra mayo.
I know how to spell my own name.
Y-Y-U?
Oh, jeez. This is where I leave.
Okay. Anyway.
I live in Brooklyn. I was in the bar.
With the loan sharks?
Yep. You picked me up.
Oh, I did.
What else should I say?
Do you do, like, makeup videos or anything like that?
How did you know?
I don't know.
OMG. Yes. Maybe my subscribers' boyfriends can listen to your podcast.
I'm pretty sure they're all single.
Cutie Gingerbread, please check
Isn't
me
that
out.
Isn't that our demo?
Is this, like, a porn joke?
No.
Oh, okay. What?
That's our demographic.
Oh, I thought you meant, single like, a demo reel.
What?
Single white men?
Yeah.
Oh, do you think they like makeup? I mean, I do.
Yulia, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Do you get any nasty comments on your videos?
Yes,
I do. That's a good question.
And do you ever, like, just, do you always try to read them or you just don't give a shit?
Nasty how?
Like, you know, just people off topic or just being
saying you
dicks.
Suck.
Yeah, I get the occasional troll. I get the negative.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it comes with the territory when you're talking about something that's essentially superficial.
Yeah.
But overall, I mean, I've met some really, really sweet, nice people. Mm-hmm. They're very supportive of my channel, and that's why
nice.
I enjoy
it's,
doing
that's
it.
That's almost, like, very hard to come by, almost, on YouTube. It's just, like, no matter what video you watch, it can be a movie review, makeup tutorial, you know, learning something new for school. There's always some dick that says something mean for no reason. It starts a complete argument.
Hey, fuck you, figot. You didn't even put the A.
But it comes with the territory, and also, you gotta take it with a grain of salt. It is the internet.
Yeah, you know, anyone can say anything on the internet.
Can I ask you, like, how did you get started with your YouTube channel and stuff? And how did you market it to get to 4,500 subscribers?
Oh. I started by...
Are you writing stuff down, Jason?
Mental notes.
I'm doing something with my hand.
Hey, now. I started with... I just found a random video of a woman talking about what's in her purse.
I've seen that. Yes. I mean, not that video, but that channel. Anyway, sorry.
What? Well, there's a ton of them. And I just started, you know, watching more videos, and I subscribed to one, and I started up a conversation with a person that was following.
Mm-hmm.
And she encouraged me to make videos, so I made my first, and I was hooked. And
but how did you get, like, because, like, you know, Sean and I have been making videos with our friend Chris with a little YouTube series called And Chris Says.
Jason, if you need help, just ask.
Yeah, I'm getting. I'm a very independent man, even though my mom still makes my bed.
That's okay. She still changes me.
Oh,
his mom?
Yeah.
Oh,
that was a diss. Do they have that in your country of Ukraine?
No, they just kill each other.
They just shoot each other. Russian roulette.
No, we're actually too poor for it. We have to wait in line for.
Oh,
bread.
Okay.
Oh, I'm glad you're in America. Anyway, so how did you, like, just manage to, how did you, like, spread your, like, through Twitter? Did you spread your channel around through that?
Yeah, I think, you know, Twitter is a great kind of compliment. Your parents are laughing upstairs.
I know.
Well, they're listening, too.
Yeah.
Orange is the New Black. It's a great compliment because you can talk to your subscribers online and kind of form a bond. And also, to be honest, when it helps when... other YouTubers mention
they plug you
in their videos.
It's like a whole network.
Pretty much.
I gotta get on that.
Yep.
Yep. How long did it take you to get up to that high of a viewership, would you say? A year?
Probably. Maybe a year. I mean, it was gradual, and then, I mean, it helps when, like I said, it helps when people mention you when they have more subscribers. And... you know, it's just kind of a network thing. I never really saw it as a way to get viewers. It was more so like I enjoy it, and
so
people can see that.
You didn't do it to get for fame. You did it because you like it, and then fame was the second thing.
Am I famous?
Yes.
Okay, I guess. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, with all your makeup and stuff that you can follow, you can find your channel at Cutie Gingerbread. You said
Cutie Gingerbread.
That's so cute.
Exactly.
Makes me want to squeeze a teddy bear.
And then put makeup on it.
That should be your logo. Like a teddy bear that's like squeezed so some of the stuffing's coming up, but there's makeup on the face.
Well, do you want to know the origin of Cutie Gingerbread?
Sure.
So you know, the gingerbread man from Shrek?
Oh, doesn't he say that?
He's a cutie.
And
it was essentially my AIM screen name. There's a throwback for you. It was my AIM screen name, and I was always Cutie Gingerbread, and I just always thought the gingerbread man was cute, how he spits the icing at you.
Mm, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Shrek was a good movie.
Now that I think about it, it was actually pretty dirty.
Yeah, spit the icing. Do you like movies?
I love movies.
Do you like video games? Okay, let's start talking about some movies and video games. Sean?
Well, I think before all of that, Jason, there's something very special going on. This weekend.
My birthday?
It's your birthday?
How'd you guess it?
Oh.
Wow, I didn't know you knew.
Oh, shit. I was just talking about the Criterion sale, but hey, we'll go with your birthday.
I'm going to be 26.
Yeah.
Hey, if there's anyone out there who knows of any good, health insurance or benefits of any kind.
Oh, I know about some health insurance.
That'd be a good present. Just mail it to me in a little bow. Oh, jeez.
Were you expecting presents or something?
It'd be so nice if I can get a present.
Oh, what is that?
What?
Unzips
your oh, my
present.
God.
Oh, my God.
I'm you a nice that? And kind person.
It's real.
I'm a nice and kind person.
Well, I hope
it's almost
real.
Like we're dating.
Almost.
Yeah, not really.
Ugh.
I'm dating this guy.
Stop touching me.
All right, I'm never going to be replaced, Jason.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hate to tell you this, but me and Kyle already... We went that way.
You motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So anyway,
I'm
what's
the
in the bag?
Fourth wheel here. It might be your present.
Can I
Would
open it?
Would you like... Well, where's the bag from?
Best Buy.
Best Buy.
Is that...
Evil.
It's the Amazon show floor. Give it to me.
You have to guess. You're feeling it.
It's a goddamn PlayStation 4 controller. I can feel
I know
the
what
bumps.
It is. It's the suck
I think you would
bot,
know that from
it?
A mile away.
Oh, I smell this thing. Oh, it's blue. Well, like you. Cool. You're blue, yeah.
The suckbot comes in blue?
I just smacked
it's
my
It's a suckbot. It is a DualShock 4 PlayStation 4 controller. Thank you.
Do you like games?
I do. Thank you so much.
I like the wrapping.
Do you like games?
Do you like games?
Well, I just threw it behind me. I'm kidding.
Awesome.
Thank you. Thanks.
Okay.
I will say that as a woman on your show, I can admit that I don't know much about video games. I walked into Best Buy, lost, confused.
Did you ask the host or
no? I found
host,
it on
like,
I found it by myself, but it's locked up, so he had to open
employee?
It for me.
Yeah, the employee. That's what I was looking for. I couldn't the Best Buy person. Anyway,
Best Buy. Here's
you.
Your host, Steve Harvey.
Oh God, thank you. I really appreciate it. But let's move on with the show.
I have a gift for you.
Yeah, is it another controller?
No, it's a new topic.
Yay. What?
Let's briefly talk about Arkham Knight.
I got it. It's okay. Kyle?
Yeah, I agree.
Just okay?
I beat it like
sorry,
5 days after getting it.
Oh.
It was super short.
Well, that's because you didn't get the exclusive bundle package.
I got everything but the new DLC coming out.
Mm-hmm.
The
Batgirl
at the end of the month, I think.
Yeah.
And
A Matter of Family.
You know what? It's not a bad game by any means.
No.
If you love Batman, if you love the Arkham Knight series, it's still worth getting. Totally getting. Maybe for like $30 or less.
Now, do you find out at the end that Batman is Bruce Wayne?
What?
Spoiler.
Oh, shit.
I didn't think Batman knew that.
Oh, God. I'm sorry, guys.
He takes off his mask. What
the fuck? You know, the story is just like, You know? Why can't they use like one of the really good comics? But
they
have some comic like stuff in it. Like Killing Joke is definitely in that. But
that's like the biggest influence.
But, you know, the whole hype over the past year was definitely the Batmobile, right?
Oh,
and how
God.
The city was going to be more alive feeling, which it is. It's a way more alive feeling in Origins. But
even though it's evacuated.
Yeah, they explain at the very beginning of the game that everyone pretty much is evacuated besides the criminals.
Mm-hmm.
Typical. And
so the only people you're running over are criminals.
Pretty much.
Yeah, Batman
and those cops driving around.
The only people you're brutally murdering with your Batmobile.
Batman totally kills people in that game.
And they tried to get away with it by saying that they hit by some type of electrical barrier on the car that just like stuns them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when you're hitting them at 120 miles per hour, I'm pretty sure they're still gonna die.
And
you're
pretty stunning.
They've been stunned. Stole Cole Stunner.
You still shoot
Give
them, too, with
yeah.
a gun. And you still shoot them, too, with a gun. And Batman, or Alfred, says, like, how are your rubber bullets, sir? And but you're freaking shooting
them. Yeah, the rubber bullets. Why do they blow up the other tanks?
Yeah, exactly.
Seriously, if they can blow up a tank, they can definitely kill you.
Yeah.
APC. What are they called? APCs?
The drones.
They're not even, like, driven by
you
people.
You hit the diamondback. Mm-hmm. That's what they say all the time. The guy on the
what
radio.
Are they in Arizona?
Baseball players.
But yeah, I feel sports. The same way Kyle does about the game. It's kind of a letdown. I'm having a lot of fun with it, but a lot of the Batmobile slash tank segments are shoehorned in there. Like, and it feels, I mean, that's the main complaint for the game, but I could kind of agree with that because it feels cheap. Like in Arkham Origins, when you fight Deathstroke, it's a really cool, you know,
and it's
fun.
In the beginning of the game too. Like a challenging boss fight in the very beginning of a game was actually pretty cool.
Yeah, it
it's hard
was
as hell, but
yeah, it was hard. It was fun and it was rewarding. But when you fight Deathstroke in, this is some minor spoilers, not really. Uh-oh. But when you fight Deathstroke in,
Soil and Greenest People,
and Knight, it's a tank battle. Every major boss in that game is a tank battle, yeah. And it's like I asked for Batman, not battle tanks.
Does Tank Girl show up?
You fight
Firefly. She's gonna be DLC.
You don't really fight Firefly in a
you
tank
chase
battle.
Him with
you
your chase tank.
Him. Yeah, so it's like
I don't know. Every cool avenue that could have gone down, they just put it in a tank battle.
Yeah.
When the Batmobile should have been a tool at your disposal. Not a something they forced.
And the one thing I didn't understand is that since he's using a Batmobile to get around the city and do his objectives, why don't you just use the Nightwing or whatever
the,
it's called?
The Batwing, yeah. Exactly. Well,
I mean that thing's more efficient. Then, fucking flies.
Then they would have put like dog fighting in the game, you know?
That would. Oh god, they probably will in the next.
Yeah,
one.
But the one thing, like you know, the story's okay. I kind of, you know, I love Kevin Conroy as Batman, but some of his lines in this seem really phoned in. There was the one that stuck out with me in the beginning when you meet Poison Ivy and you ask Poison Ivy for help and she says no. And Batman's like, if you don't help me, I will burn every plant in this city. And I'm thinking to myself, what? That is such an empty threat. Batman wouldn't do that.
He wouldn't kill anything.
Yeah.
Unless that's the spin. Batman is really evil.
Yeah. And
he's got the Joker talking to you constantly throughout the game. So
that's the other thing is the inclusion of the Joker again. And spoilers, Joker dies at the end of Arkham City, which is in the second game. Well, technically the... But second game, Rocksteady.
Yeah,
the original
it's in trilogy. It's the second game.
Yeah. But Joker dies in Arkham City, and I thought to myself going into this game, it's cool. I like the Joker, but it'd be nice to see a Batman game without the Joker. You know, you shine some light on other villains, like the Scarecrow and the new Arkham Knight. But Joker, of course, now he's now a ghost haunting Batman, literally.
Yep.
And
I don't know why they had to put the sheet over him.
Yeah, exactly. Ooh. Yeah, no, but he's literally in this game more than he was in any other game because he's with Batman.
Yeah,
he's literally following him around as a ghost, and only Batman can see him. And he talks to him every goddamn second. I love Mark Hamill as the Joker. Don't get me wrong.
But
yeah.
Fuck off.
But seriously, just please, why does the Joker have to still be in this?
Yeah.
At least as much as he is. If he was in it for like a scene or two, as like, you know, like an apparition, you know, saying like, oh, I'm a ghost now. But he's literally in every goddamn scene in this game.
Yeah. Yeah, it's his other personality, I think. Batman doesn't exist without the Joker, and vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
So,
At least he didn't have tattoos on his forehead.
Even though he dies...
Yeah, you know, at least he got that.
Yeah.
Yeah, even though he dies in the city, you know, they show him burning in the beginning of this game.
Literally,
so you know
it's the first
cremated.
Scene. Yeah, he's burned alive, or dead.
So, if you had to give it out of 10, what would you give it?
7.
I would say 7.5.
It's good.
Okay.
Yeah. 7.5.
Some people on the internet are like, oh, 7 is such a low score. No, it's good. But it's just not as good as the other games.
It's definitely not a game that's worth what? What did IGN give it? Like a 9 or 9.2
or
something like that?
Something like that. Mm-hmm. GameSpot. Oh, no. GameSpot gave it 7.
GameSpot gave it the lowest rating out of the major gaming
networks.
Yeah,
Polygon gave it a 10 out of 10. I'm like, you guys are definitely getting paid.
Yeah. I mean, we know that GameSpot's critical.
Yeah.
But, you know, I watched both reviews. I watched the IGN one and I watched the GameSpot one. And I would definitely say GameSpot one was a little bit more accurate.
I agree with that one.
With definitely, they're like, okay, you brought in the car to do puzzle elements in the game. And it's just like, it's getting annoying.
It's like, now you're going to bring
the car
in. You don't
really feel like as much of a detective.
No, you're just...
That's what Batman is. He's a detective. He's a master of stealth.
Yeah.
And he doesn't go into fights head on all the time. He's not Superman. Mm-hmm. That is one, before we go into the next topic, though. I do like the slight mentionings of other superheroes.
Justice Leaguers, yeah.
Jason and I both encountered talks about Superman. There's like two
crossover.
I hope so. Next,
there is possibly a crossover, but not. I don't think by Rocksteady though. But
yeah,
definitely like,
for the Justice League movie that's coming out.
Did you get to the end of the game?
I'm really close.
Okay, well, yeah. There's like when you're flying around.
Are you?
Oh yeah, I love this podcast.
When you grapple around the city and stuff like that, you know, you hear the burglars and the criminals
talking,
as in all the other games, and one of them says, "Man, he's like, man, I didn't know Batman was Bruce Wayne," and he's like. Yeah, man, you thought you were, sorry, Batman. He's like, you thought he was an alien from another planet that's been like a refugee. And I'm like, that's a Superman reference. Yeah. And there's a Flash reference.
Yeah.
There's a sign on one of the billboards on one side of the buildings. And it's like a woman standing near the curb of the street. Her dress is kind of lifted up, like something fast is going by her. And it's like a red slash. And everyone's like, that's supposed to be the Flash. Mm. And then...
But see, why does the Flash advertise for himself on a billboard?
Well, no,
well,
I think...
Well, his movie's coming out.
I don't think it's actually really advertising for himself. I think it's something to do with Carson City.
Or it's Central City.
Or Central City. They mentioned Carson City, too, and they say the Flash takes place in that somewhere. But a guy goes like, oh, yeah, I was in Carson City doing jobs, and he's like, man, I'll take Batman any day, because at least you can see him coming. And I'm like...
Whoa.
Okay. But apparently just other references. There's Justice League references, they said, in that
Oh,
movie.
Yeah. They talk about metahumans, which are super powerful people like Wonder Woman. And the one guy, the one crook in the game, you know, you hear the thugs talking like you're saying, the one guy's like, man, these metahumans are sprouting up everywhere.
Yeah.
I hope they don't form a team.
Yeah.
Do these thugs in the game talk about movies?
Like we are?
Like we're about to? No,
oh, God.
I think they hate movies.
I just
That's
wanna
why
say,
they're thugs.
I just want to say one last thing about Arkham Knight. The one, I was playing it the other night, and, you know, when I got it, I'm like, this game's a 10. All right, this game's maybe a 9. It's an 8. But when I finally landed on the 7th score was the other night when I was playing it. There's a part in the game. Well, the game, it's raining constantly in the game, correct? Mm-hmm. Right? Correct?
Yes. It's always doing
it. It's
yeah.
constantly
it's
raining in the game.
All Arkham Knights.
Gotham's the worst. Just like the show. It's constantly raining in the game. And there's a part at the very end of the game where pollen spores go up in the air. And that, along with the rain, is also raining down on the screen. It's just so... It's such a clusterfuck of shit on screen. Yeah. You got explosions.
So it's the Star
Batman,
Wars prequels?
Yeah. It's so dense. Every single image has so much going on.
Yeah, definitely.
But literally, there's the one part where it's like I'm blowing up tanks with my tank. The explosions, the sparks. Then you got the rain. Then you got the pollen. My God.
Definitely, like, in final thoughts, it's definitely a good game. And, you know, it's definitely, like I said in the beginning, it's worth playing.
Oh, yeah.
Is it better than City and Asylum? I would definitely say no.
No.
I don't really put Origins in there because it's a different company.
It's a spinoff.
And Origins had its own faults in many ways, especially because it was just boring at times. Yeah. And there's nothing going on in the city. At least City Arkham Knight has things going on. But I still say Asylum is my favorite. And that's the first in the series.
Oh, yeah.
I think that really drew me into the Batman, like, lore that I haven't explored too much beforehand. It adds a lot of comic book references. The boss fights were okay. But... I don't know. This Asylum was so cool because you didn't need the free roam to have a good time. And I feel like every game today has got to be open world.
It's a good self-contained story.
Well, it worked for GTA.
But that was based off... GTA was a free roaming game all the time. The
Batman
even, Arkham Asylum.
Even like the original ones. Like the top few, like GTA 1 and 2. I had the second one for Game Boy.
Nerd.
The games were hard as hell.
Oh, yeah.
Because you had it was like a tank turning. Like you had to face the direction and move. And I would die so many times. I was just like, fuck this game. I didn't even pass the second mission.
Mm.
But GTA, you know, GTA 3 is definitely going to be the game that's been known for expanding open world and sandbox.
Thanks, GTA.
Speaking of worlds, let's get into some quick movie reviews.
Okay.
Starting with...
What a segue.
I know. That's what I do.
You're still here?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, she left and came back.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you stop at your house and come on back?
I just got some borscht. Thank you.
Russian.
Who had an abortion? What?
I'm so sorry. Oh, God.
Wow.
That's what I heard. Jurassic World.
Yeah.
3 out of 4 of us have seen it?
I thought you were giving it 3 out of 4. I was like, that's an
interesting... Did you see it? Okay.
4.
So all 4 have seen it.
Did we see it?
We saw it together.
Okay. Sorry, I forgot.
All right. So.
Thanks for remembering I was with you.
So, guys, what do you think of Jurassic World?
I loved it.
Ugh.
Really?
Cheesy.
It was definitely cheesy,
pure
but in
cheese.
In a fun way.
Cheesy to the point of predictable.
It's
definitely predictable.
Can you elaborate, though? I can't tell if you like it or not.
I thought it was not that good.
Thank you,
Sean,
for
agreeing.
How many
stars would you give it out of 5?
Out of 5?
Yeah.
2?
No, that's way too low.
2.5.
I give it maybe 2.5.
Hey! We rented the same.
Yeah, I mean, I guess. I agree to some extent. I just... to me, it's entertaining. That's
to me.
Is it worth the money?
The point five.
I paid $5, so maybe.
Yeah, well, for you, that's definitely worth it. I guess.
Maybe. I don't know.
I didn't pay for it, so.
Oh, okay.
Woo!
the last battle scene gave it the 0.5. Otherwise, I would mark it a 2.
Yeah.
I thought it was just cheesy in the fact that the romance story is... Oh, they have can we spoil?
Light spoilers.
Slight spoiler alert.
You can talk about story elements, but don't give away plot points.
Don't be like Sean and give away the whole movie of Mad Max.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not going into that again.
I thought the romance was cheesy. I thought the brothers were polar opposites to the point
it's
where
like we're marketing this movie for kids. We need two kids in there.
I saw the
stereotypical kids.
We need
kids.
The two most unlikable kids ever.
Stereotypical young kid and stereotypical teenager that just hates life.
And
I feel like everyone was a stereotype
in
that
really
movie.
As a woman, I was wondering how she was running around in heels because I would die. I would really die in this Jurassic World.
That's the biggest
and
complaint.
How did her hair become curly all of a sudden?
Well,
Chris Pratt's
man's curl my
sweat.
Hair like that.
I don't get it. Before she jumps in the waterfall, right? You know, she changes her shirt, and Chris Pratt's like, "What was that all about?"
No,
why did she not take off her shoes at
Excuse
that point?
Excuse me, as my professional opinion as a YouTuber, those are curls that you get with a curling iron,
or a makeup stylist.
Maybe you need to go to Costa Rica and get chased by dinosaurs.
Go to what's the name of the island?
Curly hair.
Is it Costa Rica?
Jurassic World?
In Zanbalar.
Excuse
Bless
me.
You.
Oh, I thought it was in like Costa Rica.
Is that the new Star Wars villain?
Oh, it wasn't Costa Rica. I'm trying to think of the name.
It's
of
island
that,
off
the island that it was named. It,
I don't know.
I have
whatever.
No idea. But I
Jeff Goldblum.
I think the biggest problem.
That's exactly
the biggest problem with the movie is that none of the characters matter. There's not a single person in that movie.
We don't give a damn about the characters. We care about them dying.
There's
Chris
not a
Pratt somewhat, but
if you take him out of the movie, everything would have happened exactly as it did.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like he really did anything to change.
But
the Raptors. Can I talk about the Raptors?
Well, yeah, they're with him in the trailer.
Yes, the Raptors at least have some kind of influence, and he had influence over the Raptors.
Yeah,
I mean,
did you see? I think it's on BuzzFeed that how he's the Raptor trainer, and everyone's like training like chickens and llamas.
It's a new meme now.
Yeah. It's funny.
But I think they wasted Chris Pratt though, because he really doesn't do anything in the movie.
Yeah, you know, it's a good point.
No, he just stares intently, like he's just.
But
really
that's
intense.
Not him. Like they could have casted any, like Jai Courtney, of all people, he could have even done that role. Like there was nothing for him to really chew on.
He's there
in
for
the
eye candy. That's what you
I
chew
guess,
on.
Yes, yeah. But
I just want to say, like, I liked the movie. I liked it a lot. Like I went in there with such low expectations.
Did we see a different movie?
Yes, I was in a different theater than you. We went in there with such low expectations. I mean, not we. I did. I think that's what helped it, because I was just like, this movie.
I think I was the opposite.
I think I was like, man, I think this movie's just going to be dumb.
Also, let's point out the fact that the new, what is it? The new T-Rex, what is it called?
Andromedus Rex.
What is it?
Andromedus Rex.
Andromedus Rex.
Yeah.
It just creates. I don't know. It goes that way, huh? It creates new powers every time it's on screen. So
yeah, like
the
multiple.
The first time,
it has
like
multiple genes in it, right? Or whatever.
And then it has heat sensors, and it has really good.
Then it has lasers and rockets at the end.
Yeah.
And it has this brain that
turns
into
a Metal Gear.
It can deceive and can hide in plain sight.
Then it speaks Russian.
But then it never uses any of those powers ever again. Only one time.
Yeah,
it
for the plot.
It can swallow a whole like globe thing.
Well, it tried. Yeah. I don't think it actually. I mean,
some of the callbacks to the original Jurassic Park movies were cool. Like they go in the one part. They go in the building that the T-Rex was in and destroyed in the first movie.
Yeah,
cool. And that was cool. And, I mean, I agree with some of what you're saying, Sean. Like, the kids were dumb. Characters didn't mean anything. But I can't deny that I had a fun time watching it.
I think you're the only one.
I think
$500 million of people say otherwise.
It made some good money.
Don't get me wrong. I don't like the movie.
Just slightly.
Just because a movie makes money doesn't mean it's good.
Avatar.
Yeah, look at Transformers.
Look at Titanic. Yeah.
No, but I liked it. I thought it was really fun. I'd definitely watch it again.
Maybe I should have adjusted my expectations to be as low as yours.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Is that why you're dating me?
I was so, like Jason. I mean, last podcast I was on, I said that movie was going to suck.
Yeah.
I eat my words that in a sense that it made a lot of money, but I still think it was a cash-in. Like, we're just gonna make money because it's called Jurassic World.
I keep telling Sean this. And I stand by it wholeheartedly that the original script idea had dinosaurs with guns training.
We're leading to it.
Yeah,
definitely a Dino Crisis game.
Training with Marines. We got a better script than that.
But how will the T-Rex shoot
the guns? Give the director some
guns?
Credit, though.
I mean,
still, like, the guy was, like, isn't that was his first major
budgeted
movie, right?
He did a great job.
Yeah,
I think so.
He did a smaller independent movie, but
Safety Not Guaranteed.
Did he have like $100 million budget or something like that for this movie or something?
More than that. Ass with it. A few things that I like that stood out. Yeah.
How will the T Rex shoot the guns if his arms are so short?
Well, they'll give him a laser.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was like on top of his head.
Yeah.
He just looks at you.
Just don't make him do push-ups.
The other thing,
no, make a bed. Don't do that.
I'm here to is upstage the word?
Devil's yeah, you advocate. Can use that.
Upstage Jason's cheesy puns. Oh, I'm here to.
Thank God there's someone finally to do that.
Why do you think we're together?
I'm leaving. The other thing, the other scenes that I thought really funny was like that scene at the end where a certain person, or maybe animal, comes in and saves the day, and they run in slow motion.
Oh God.
All I could,
it's like watching
that was,
Lassie or something.
I thought that was so funny because of just how cheesy it was. I was thinking of wrestling, like JR going like, by God, King.
No,
he's
there was
back.
There was a complete match
he's
that happened.
He's back. Yeah, there was. There was interference and like
there was heel turns, was and then baby face turns.
And then at the end when Vincent D'Onofrio, the villain, is having his cliche speech.
Oh, that's another character who made no sense of
and
being
then,
in there.
And then,
was that the rich guy?
Yeah,
the guy. Yeah, and then the raptor comes in and interrupts, and he D'Onofrio literally says, "Oh shit!" It's like it was a play on the cliche. I thought it was.
Do we not
great.
Start out the review by saying it was cheesy? I feel like I said cheesy like 5 times, and you're agreeing that it's cheesy.
But I liked it cheesy in a good way. There's cheesy bad where it's just like. This is just awful.
And then there's cheesy sticks.
But there's cheesy good when the director puts a lot of heart into it. You know what I mean?
Do you feel like there was a lot of heart into it?
Yeah. I mean, maybe not with everything.
Into how cheesy it was?
Yeah. They put that cheese in
the
oven.
Well, then I feel bad about episode 9 then.
Anyway.
But anyway, so out of 10, what would you give it?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was out of 5.
I'd give it an 8.
We seem to do 10 a lot, so we'll just do 10.
I'd give it an 8 out of
10. 8? Yeah. Kyle?
Yeah, 8's good. Wait.
No.
A 2. A 6.
Yeah. Oh, 1.
I fucking hated it.
7. 7.
7. What would you give it?
6.5.
Well, since I did 2.5, I guess I have to go 5.
And
five
a half.
Out, 5 out of 10.
Okay.
Let's talk about a good movie.
Inside Out?
Inside Out.
That movie was fucking awesome.
It was a good movie.
I loved it.
Did anyone else here besides the two of us see it?
No.
I did not see it.
You did not see it?
You got to see it. You guys saw Up, though, right?
Yeah.
It, not as tear jerky. Even though people kind of there's that one scene towards the end where people kind of lose it a bit.
Take it to the moon for me.
Okay, guys, don't spoil
it. To infinity and beyond.
I'll be honest with you. I didn't have any tears in my eyes, but
I felt some swelling.
You know, Sean,
you're a manly
heartless.
Man.
I'm a manly man.
I felt some swelling.
Also, didn't help that the little kid behind me kept kicking my chair. But
did you feel
that,
swelling then?
Was it Jason?
Oh, my God. It was Jason. I was like, you motherfucker.
I was like, hey there.
This is the last kids movie I'll ever see in theaters. I'll tell you that.
That's when you take your trench coat off and leave.
And then you go to Minions.
My mom wants to see that, so she's seeing that with my cousin.
Have her see it with Sean.
No, she's seeing it with my cousin. So
Sean.
I told her, I'm like, yeah.
I told you the story about the Lego movie, right?
Yeah, you were the only guy there wearing a trench coat.
No. There was a guy there in a trench coat with slick back hair and a mustache.
That's creepy.
Was it Stan Weber? Creepy.
It was Stan Weber. But yeah, Inside Out. Without, I don't want to get into any spoiler territory.
Oh, it was great.
It's a really good movie.
It was really creative.
Now, would you say it's where would you rank it on the Pixar scale?
That's such a hard question, dude. There's so many Pixar movies.
What's the apex of
it?
Would you would you put it in the top 5?
Yes.
You would?
That and Up.
Because I don't think I would.
Toy Story.
I don't think
I would
ever,
put it in the top 5.
I wouldn't put Up in the top 5 either.
Oh, I would.
I think Up. Everyone gets so emotional about the beginning of the movie.
I love
the
whole
story. Kind of like, I don't know. Towards the end, it just drags on. I'm just like,
you know what I think is a hidden Pixar gem?
Bugs Life.
Bugs Life's not that bad.
Wall-E.
Wall-E's great.
Mm-hmm.
Wall-E's definitely in the top 5.
Okay, let's start out. Let's weed out the bad Pixar movies. Definitely Brave. Mm-hmm. I was not a fan of.
There's
never
so
saw
many.
It.
There's so many Pixar movies.
Both Cars.
What about Bugs Life? That's like in the.
I like Bugs
ground.
Life.
I
it's
liked
good.
It too.
It's good.
I liked. I know it's not Pixar, but I liked Ants more.
Ants was.
Well, you're
Ants
a Woody
more.
Allen fan.
Dude,
no,
Ants
not
was
a Woody Allen fan. Actually,
dude, if you had a stepdaughter, would you marry her?
No.
I don't.
You mean Asian stepdaughter? Or no, it's not. Isn't adopted?
She's adopted.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
it's not Morgan
still
Freeman.
He raised her.
No, he married his adopted daughter. That's just like fucked up.
Yeah. Can I share a fun fact that in Brave, the redhead
Ginger,
the woman that does her voice is the wife in Boardwalk Empire.
Really? That's right.
Cool.
As you can see, I don't know names.
It's close enough.
So.
Jason, what would you give it out of 10?
9.5. Yeah.
I give it an 8. Like the 8 out of 10.
Wow, that's rare, Sean.
It's really...
Why is that rare?
I always you like something.
Yeah, every movie I've so far seen.
I like Mad Max.
Mad Max is my favorite movie of the year.
Well, actually, I thought Terminator Genesis was your favorite movie of the year because that's what we're going to do.
Oh, look at the time. Oh,
my brain hurt with that movie.
That movie,
I didn't see it, but I really don't give a shit. So.
That movie was the worst movie I've seen this year.
Time Travel on
Time Travel.
And you
saw 50 Shades of Grey.
On Time Travel.
Well, that, was that this year? 50 Shades of Grey wasn't a movie. 50 Shades of Grey was a torture experience.
It's intended to be.
It was a self-torture.
Isn't that the whole plot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But unlike her, I hated it.
I thought she didn't like it either.
She bared it. I didn't.
Okay.
Anyway,
I
hated that.
It's awful.
Genesis was god-awful. It's just like, please. I heard the rights to Terminator revert back to Cameron in a few years.
After the three movies.
And if he doesn't decide making Avatar, if he gives up on, which he won't, I know. Far cry my wish right here, but I know Cameron's just gonna keep making avatars and keep getting blue balls, but if I heard that by 2020 or I think 2025 the rights revert back to him. It's because it's been 30 years since whatever who's making it now got it, and maybe he'll make another Terminator and it'll be really
maybe
good.
He'll kill it. It'll maybe, just end the series.
Maybe,
but they do kill the Terminators in the second one.
I was gonna say spoilers.
No, it wasn't the second one that he's like with his thumbs up.
That makes any sense because this movie does a Star Trek 2009 and just erases the original timeline.
It erases everything.
God, this movie sucked so hard. It made no sense. It had two timelines going on at the same time. I was legitimately confused. I was going over
without informing the viewer.
Yeah, I was going over to Yulia being like, wait, this is here. Put up. And the main twist, which is spoiled in the trailer, so I'll say it anyway, that John Connor's a Terminator. John Connor is Luke Skywalker's father, is the dumbest thing in the world. And the other thing is that Emilia Clarke of Game of Thrones fame, she's not that good in this. She is very forced.
I was actually pleasantly surprised by her acting.
Because all you imagined was a dragon on her shoulder.
No, I was just imagining her being just flat and kind of like she is in Game of Thrones.
And getting railed from behind by Jason Momoa.
Yes, Kyle can fight me on this, but I'm not a Khaleesi fan.
Isn't flat not a good thing as for an actor?
Flat? She's got some boobs.
That's not what I was talking about.
As the female, that is not what I was talking about either.
Yeah.
I mean, I was expecting her to be just flat and boring because she just relies so much on the dragons and just the writing.
Wait,
of
when
Game
was
of
that
Thrones.
Determined? Oh, Game of Thrones.
But that was actually, she had a pretty dynamic personality. I thought the end was cheesy with her choice.
The best part about the movie was J.K. Simmons, and he's barely in it.
So what would you give it out of 10?
2.
2 out of 10?
Oh, God, I hated it. It was a painful.
Out of 10?
Yeah.
What would you give 50 Shades?
1. 50.
What would you give it out of 10?
Out of 10? I'm trying to outweigh if I like Jurassic World better than Terminator, but Terminator made my brain hurt. So
well, you kind of have
4.
To go. Okay. All 4. Right. Fair enough.
Don't see it, Kyle.
I'm not going to see it.
I mean, see it when you can for free.
Okay.
And if you're like doing something,
Netflix.
If you're like doing something that's not paying attention to it,
you really have to think about it. You have to pay attention to it. You can't make a time travel movie and confuse your viewer.
Movies.
I mean, some of the action scenes are really good.
Well, you could say that about Jurassic World too.
Yeah. Anyway, moving on.
Anyway, continue.
Will make a horror movie from the Genesis Child.
Spoilers. Genesis Child's Doctor Who's character. I'm kidding. I'm just saying spoilers.
Who's the Genesis Child?
That's the AI program
Genesis.
At the end.
And
oh,
it's
the
in the
operating
form of
system.
A child.
The
Genesis is an app that Skynet's trying to use to take over the world. Anyway.
And it follows you around everywhere, and you just have to shoot
it
cameras.
Looks like it's like the Red Queen from the Resident Evil movie.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Cricket.
So like the Google app.
Yep.
Okay. Big news, guys. Big news. We have a new Spider-Man.
Woo! And who is he? Tell me that name. I gotta know him.
His name is Tom Holland.
Who?
I don't know.
Some British actor.
So it didn't turn out to be that little, the other little kid.
It's a slightly bigger kid.
Slightly bigger kid. He's 19 years old. Looks like he's 15. But yeah, he's been cast as a new
Spider-Man. I'm telling you, man, they'll grow as they make the movies. Spider-Man... 6, a.k.a. the next reboot, is not until 2017. So in 2 years' time, this kid could have a major growth spurt.
Maybe. I mean, they want to sign him to a long-term deal. So
exactly.
You know, that's. I think that's where the whole being young thing came out. But then again, you know, you're only allowed to have white Spider-Man, according to Marvel.
Yep.
And
Marvel's
and,
super racist.
And they can't be gay.
Yep. Or black.
Or kill people.
Or Mexican. Or 8 years old. Because Miles Teller's 8 years old in the comic books.
You keep saying that. I don't believe you.
You have a computer in front of your face. Google it. All
right, I will. And they have a director, too.
Yep.
His name is John Watts.
What?
Related to Naomi Watts?
No. No, I don't know who this guy is. Apparently, he the only thing he's done is some direct-to-DVD movies. Oh, and great. Apparently, he was a director on the Onion shows on TV. Like the
I
Onion?
Heard they're. I heard they're.
Oh right.
I heard they're pretty layered.
What?
Explain.
Never mind.
Okay.
So yeah, that's our new Spider-Man.
Okay.
Woo. Speaking of Marvel.
Yeah.
We have a title now for the next Guardians of the Galaxy movie.
Oh, do we?
Mm-hmm. Would you like to guess what it is?
No.
Guardians of the Galaxy 2 Electric Boogaloo.
Close.
Really?
Almost. Guardians of the Galaxy, colon, volume 2.
A colon? You're going in the colon?
Yeah, there's a colon in there.
Huh?
Did you see Guardians of the Galaxy, Yulia?
Yes, I did.
Did you like it?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah, that's
Chris
a cool
Pratt was good in it.
I like that they're doing. They're making a title that doesn't have a subtitle to it.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. Just said, I hate subtitles.
Oh, I'm getting confused.
That happens a lot.
Yeah.
I thought you were saying it sarcastically, like you didn't like the title.
No. I have no problem with the title.
It's hard to tell when you're sarcastic, right? Like, he constantly has the same tone.
Yeah, that's true. The main nowadays, what they do is they'll just put a subtitle on something and not even put a number on it. Like, for example, what's...
Like Terminator 3?
Like Terminator Genesis, instead of calling it Terminator 4.
Mm-hmm. Or 5. Like
oh, yeah, that's right.
Fourth was Salvation.
Terminator 3 didn't... Did it have a...
Yeah, it said Terminator 3, Rise of the Machines.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Like Saw 8.
That would be an example in the pro category. But yeah, no, I like have... It's Civil War is not Captain America 3. It's just Civil War.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think that's a better... I can't find Miles Morales' age.
I heard it was 8 years old. I know I did.
But I'm gonna keep searching. But as of right now, I can't find it.
But yeah, no, I'm looking forward to the new Spider-Man. I really am. I have full faith in Marvel.
Jason, let me ask you a question.
No.
Are you looking forward to Doctor Strange?
Not really.
No? Well, we have our new villain casted for Doctor Strange.
It sounds like he was waiting for this role for 12 years.
Oh. It is Chiwetel Ejiofor.
Excuse you.
From 12 Years a Slave. He will be playing the villain Baron Mordo.
Oh, I liked him in 12 Years a Slave.
He was very convincing.
Am I thinking of the right person?
If you're referencing 12 Years a Slave, probably.
Was he the main character?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I didn't know how to pronounce his name.
We have the new villain announced for the Power Rangers reboot.
What? Mm-hmm. Is it Ivan Ooze?
No.
It's Evan Ooze.
It's not Ivan. It's Evan Ooze.
Is it George Lucas?
It is not George Lucas. Kyle, would you like to guess who the villain is of the Power Rangers movie?
Please say it's you,
the
Kyle.
New Power Rangers movie.
It could be me.
I don't think it is.
No.
Unless you become a woman.
It's me!
How do you know?
That you're not already a woman?
Yeah.
It is Rita Repulsa will be the villain.
Repulsive?
Repulsa.
Oh, like they haven't done that before?
Yeah, I know.
Who did they cast the original actress?
No, they haven't casted anyone yet. But you know she's going to be a space hooker now.
Well, is it a gritty reboot or is it just another?
I think it's not a. It's more like a Transformers type of reboot.
Oh, I can get behind that.
It's not gritty, but it's also not like extremely kiddish. You know what I mean?
Does it have robots with testicles like Transformers too?
Yes.
Is John Turturro in it? John Turturro as the Red Ranger, please. well, cool. I'll see it.
He could pull off Rita Repulsa.
I'll see it.
I think it comes out next year, actually.
Yeah, 2016. Something like that. That's next year.
Is it? Wow.
Is anyone here a Star Trek fan?
Yeah.
As he raises his hand.
Just you, then. They've released a title for the next Star Trek movie.
Star Trek Beyond.
Beyond what?
Thunderdome.
That's what I was thinking. It will be Star Trek Beyond. It's going to be directed. They have a director. I don't know if you heard of this.
Justin Lin. He's Fast and Furious.
He's done a lot of the Fast and Furious. Also, the villain for this one, Idris Elba.
Idris Elba?
Mm-hmm.
I like Idris Elba.
Can you explain why?
Because he's a cutie.
Because you're a fan of The Wire.
Yes.
Okay.
Wow.
Man on Wire?
No, just the wire walking.
That's what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. I would assume he's going to be a Klingon. Because they kind of
is that a racist joke?
No,
I'm kidding.
In the last movie, they kind of set that up.
Oh yeah,
and because he's black,
the black people are Klingons. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Well,
I mean, I'm not lying.
Yeah, I know. It's
wasn't he in Tron?
Idris Elba? No.
No, he was okay. He was in a movie where he. I can't.
Are you thinking
of
Pacific Rim?
I think that's what she's thinking.
I didn't see Pacific Rim, but Specific? he was in another movie that it will.
Thor.
Thor.
Is that really what it was?
I had this image. Is he in Thor?
He is in Thor.
I had this image of him, you know, with like.
He has like a headgear and
headgear. Yeah. And yes, you got my hand motion.
All right. Speaking of more comic book stuff, Zack Snyder recently did an interview and he said, I quit. No.
I'm making 303.
He revealed that he originally wanted a post-credit scene after Man of Steel, which I guess would have made things a little more tolerable at the end.
Is
I guess
just more destruction.
What would it have been?
Well, I don't believe him here, but he said that he originally wanted it to be a like little cutscene of kryptonite being delivered to Wayne Manor in a type of crossover towards the next movie.
Right.
I guess,
but they didn't plan. That's
no,
bull, that's
I know.
Bullshit.
That's why I'm saying I don't believe.
They
it.
Did not plan Batman versus Superman at that point. What
I don't
they wanted
it.
Was Man of Steel 2,
mm-hmm.
but Man of Steel 1 didn't do as well as they wanted to. So like, we got to shoehorn Batman into this.
Maybe he said it to plug the movie.
It's
probably.
Possible. It's possible
to get people talking
he's
about.
He's just
the
cuckoo.
Scene.
Speaking of Batman,
you know there's a loaf of bread called Snyder's. Bread.
It's also they also make pretzels. Yeah.
There's a bakery in my neighborhood called Schneider's.
Jewish.
Anyway, keep going.
Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
He's been announced he's going to...
Wait, is he going to be... I heard a rumor.
Uh-oh.
I heard a rumor about Ben Affleck.
How big is it?
I don't know, just watch Gone Girl.
Watch Gone Girl.
I heard, I don't know if you guys heard, I heard he's going to be the new Batman.
Shit. Why'd
you're really on top of this stuff.
Yeah.
You're really on top of Batman.
I think I saw a preview where he was in a suit and he was chasing after
years?
The Terminator.
And then they said first comes the rage and then the anger and then the sequels.
And then the sequels.
Wait, but then there's more. There's going to be a movie with him and guess who?
Zack Snyder.
Christian Grey.
50 Shades of Batman.
He kind of looks like Christian Grey.
Oh, God. Don't ever say that.
Superman.
Superman? Oh, Superman.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Does he look like Christian Grey, though?
Yeah. What was I saying again? My brain hurts.
Something about the suck.
Wait, did you just see Terminator and that's why your brain hurts?
Yeah, stop it.
Okay.
I was going to say that Ben Affleck's going to star and direct.
He's going to star, direct, and co-write the next Batman movie.
Hey.
And play every character.
And play every character?
Yeah. And be Robin and Batman.
Yep. Oh, I would watch the hell out of that.
He's like a modern-day Peter Sellers.
Selling himself.
I have faith.
Is that... too old of a reference.
Maybe.
So yeah, I look forward to not watching that.
Just like how you said you're not going to watch Man of Steel. I mean, Batman vs Superman, but I know you're gonna.
Well, if it's for this show, I guess I have to. But I'm not like I'm not looking
I
forward
love Batman.
To it.
I'll watch it.
I like Batman too.
I love Ben Affleck. I'll watch it.
Do you?
Yeah, I think he's awesome
as Batman.
I haven't seen that.
What's your favorite Ben Affleck movie?
Well, right now I'd say it was Gone Girl. I liked Gone Girl a lot, but I liked The Town, too. The Town was really good. I remember, that's a tough question. Daredevil was awesome. I'm kidding.
Oh, God.
That movie JK. Was 12 years old.
I just like Ben Affleck. I think he's cool. Like, he has good charisma.
He's good in Argo.
I still gotta see that.
Argo's great
Argo,
movie.
Fuck yourself.
Hey, that's the punchline.
Anyway.
Jason, you mentioned Gone Girl, right?
Gone Baby, Gone Girl.
Gone Girl. Speaking of horror movies... we have a new Halloween movie on the horizon.
Do we?
Mm-hmm. Another
Jason, one? Are you in it?
That's Friday the 13th.
Your middle name's Michael.
It is.
Is it?
Yep.
There's two serial killer names. And a Green River killer. So there you go. You're a triple threat.
Wasn't that, wait, what?
Green River Killer? Ever heard of him?
You better watch out there.
Yeah, he was, you know, going around strangling.
Told you there was that body in his trunk.
Shouldn't you be holding the green mic?
No.
No, he's got the red one because he's a killer.
I am.
You're dead.
Anyway.
And there goes my run as the female podcaster.
The new Halloween movie will be called... Are you ready for this?
Halloween.
Halloween Returns. Okay. Except it's not returning.
How original.
Can you want to guess which number Halloween this will be?
15. 13. 13. It's 13.
Kyle?
I don't know.
11.
Damn.
You were closer than I was.
I was thinking 10, so. But well, I was like, 10 sounds so familiar. And I was like, nah. Anyway, cool.
It's going to be directed by Marcus Dunstan of Dunstan Checks In fame.
Is he related to Kirsten Dunst?
I don't think so. Dunstan.
Oh.
No. Unless he's in Dunst. I don't know.
What?
I served that to you on
now,
a platter.
I know. In case you didn't know who this guy is, he is the co-writer. He's also going to be co-write the script as well. He's the co-writer with Patrick Melton. And guess what they did? They wrote the Saw movies.
I love the Saw movies.
They wrote Saw 4 through 7.
I love the Saw movies. If they could bring back Saw every Halloween, I would be a happy camper.
Wait, did you see Saw?
I loved Saw. Every Halloween. Hey. I just got it.
Sean, why did you go off on a tangent like that?
Son of a
goddamn
bitch.
I mean, I know you didn't like Jurassic World, but jeez.
You know, it's funny because I wasn't about Jurassic. I was talking about Hannibal this whole time, and it just so the recorder just stopped recording.
Really not be feeling good.
I don't understand. Like why? I just went on an entire diatribe of why NBC. Is retarded for canceling Hannibal.
I guess the recorder just didn't want to hear it.
And then it just stops recording. Like, what am I supposed to do?
Mm.
What am I going to watch? Game of Thrones? I mean, come on.
Excuse me.
What a shame.
Okay.
So anyway, I think last we were talking about was the Halloween movie.
Oh, yeah. Halloween Returns.
We were talking about Saw. I got so excited.
Oh, what? Okay. So you like Saw.
Love Saw.
You saw Saw.
I see Saw.
You've seen Saw.
Yes.
What did you think of the last one?
Seven.
That was a 3D one?
3D.
That was the one with Dr. Gordon?
Can I...
It's been out for like 3 years. I mean, it's...
I loved it. I always thought that was my favorite... That's my favorite horror movie because it actually has some sense to it and not, oh, there's a noise, let me investigate. Ah! Yeah, pretty much. I always thought they were smart... horror movies, maybe not towards the end, it was a little cheesy, but I like the twist where they brought back Gordon. They actually had I think it was last year, for a week, they had the original Saw in theaters, and I missed it. And I was
bummed. That's right, they did.
Yep.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, they re-released it because it's been 10 years.
Yes. Oh.
Are you aware of the YouTuber Your Movie Sucks?
No. You should know him because you're a famous YouTuber. And
we all know each other.
I figure it was worth a shot.
It's this guy. I'll show you. It's this movie reviewer guy. Just go to the channel YMS. Your Movie Sucks. It's a picture of a dude with long hair. He reviewed all the Saw movies. It's really funny.
It is. It's pretty funny.
Did he hate them?
Oh, yeah.
Because then I'll disagree and I'll yell at the screen.
Gradually. He liked them. He liked some. He hated some.
He brings up some interesting points.
Donnie Wahlberg is the best.
So anyway... Next topic.
Moving on.
Is anyone here a Star Wars fan?
Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't know you were a Star Wars fan. You never talk about it.
I know, right?
You know all those people who talk about Star Wars all day.
Not Jason. Like
Evan Moore.
Evan who?
Evan Ooze.
Evan Ooze, I forgot. That's right. There's some big Star Wars news. Let's start with the reveal that one of the new Star Wars standalone movies... will be about Han Solo.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's going to be
so excited.
A Han Solo origin movie.
Oh, okay.
Did you hear that Lucas originally had an idea to put Han Solo in at the end of Revenge of the Sith?
Yes,
Chewie on Kashyyyk as a young kid. Like, Chewie would be his dad. I'm really glad that didn't happen. Maybe it'll happen now.
Maybe. I don't know. But I would assume... that Chris Pratt is going to be casted as Han Solo because he just gets everything.
They want Chris Pratt to be Indiana Jones too.
Yeah. So he's going
to
take all of his roles.
Yeah, he is. Blade Runner.
Jesus. Maybe he'll be casted as Decker too.
He can just use his outfit.
No, that's Blade Runner.
Oh.
He can just use his outfit from Jurassic World.
Yeah.
He could.
Pretty much.
He could.
Pretty much.
The movie, the Han Solo movie, is going to be directed by Christopher Miller and Phil Lord, the people behind 21 Jump Street and the Lego movie.
So they're getting all comedy directors to do freaking action movies now.
Well, I mean, they still don't have anyone for the Boba Fett movie. That was Josh Tank, and he tanked his way out of there.
Boba Fett?
What'd you call me?
Boba Fett.
No.
But yeah, so that's the next one. Also, news on another spinoff, Rogue One, Star Wars Rogue One, currently filming.
Oh, yeah.
This shows how little I know about Star Wars. I thought it was about X-Men Rogue.
Sure.
I will leave now.
I mean, the Rogue cut is coming out. Darth Vader is confirmed to appear in Rogue One in a cameo role.
I
want to
make a bet that for this year's Star Wars movie, we're going to see a trailer for next year's.
You think so?
Oh, 100%. At least a teaser.
I think that's a good idea if they did.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I don't know.
There's going to be a new Star Wars movie every year.
There will be. 40. Yeah. Uh-huh. I don't know about this. Let's talk about something a little more up your guys' alley.
Sure.
50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, yeah, my favorite
as
movie.
As Sean looks at me.
Is there something you want to tell me?
I don't know what that's about.
There's a new book, a new 50 Shades of Grey book.
51 Shades of Grey.
I was about to say that.
Does anyone want to take a guess? Obviously, it's not 51 Shades, but anyone want to take a guess what the name of the book is?
Black.
No, but isn't it by his point of view?
That is, okay. Yes. It's called Grey.
Wow.
Cool.
Grey, yep.
Grey matter?
So there's no more 50 Shades. They found the one shade.
I guess. I don't know.
It's just Grey.
It's just Grey. Okay. But this is, again, this is from his perspective, but it's basically everything that happens in the first book.
Are you pre-ordering it?
It already came out. Oh. I read it 3 weeks ago.
You've read
He's
it.
Got
okay.
hard copy, part soft copy.
Oh, I got
and
a hard
audio
copy
already.
Oh, yeah.
So you read it on Reddit?
Oh, of course. I've read the original transcripts. You should see those.
Brings into the bathroom with him. He brings it everywhere.
How many pages stick together?
Well, I only got halfway.
Want to borrow the copy?
I got halfway through the book and it just became
a pop-up
book.
It sticks so much
book.
That even on his audio or his Kindle version sticks.
Oh God.
I had to put windshield wipers on it.
Anyway,
E.L. James, the author of 50 Shades and Grey, she decided that she was going to have a nice little Q&A on Twitter.
That never
tanked,
happens.
Right?
And things escalated quickly because when you deal with the internet, you get trolls. And boy, did she get trolled. So anyway.
Give me some examples.
So she does live Q&A, and here are some examples. Someone tweeted at her. It was hashtag Ask E.L. James. It says, how on earth did Anna manage to graduate from university in the 21st century without an email address or laptop?
Hmm.
Which is a decent point.
Yeah.
Someone wrote, which do you hate more, women or the English language?
Oh, God. That rough.
And then things got more insane. Someone asked, is it only okay for Christian to stalk, coerce, threaten, and manipulate Anna because he's hot, or is it because it's okay because he's rich?
Both. Whoa. I hope that's what she answered, both.
She probably just went, even though you can't see
emoji.
That. Yeah.
Another comment was, did you think the abusive relationship of Bella and Edward needs more abuse?
They're asking all the right questions, though.
Another person asked, after the success of Grey, have you considered retelling the story from the perspective of someone who can write?
Oh. You know what it seems to me is a lot of this hate towards E.L. James is
jealousy?
Jealousy, exactly.
Yes. Right,
but I was going to say jealousy, rightfully so. Because I'm guaranteed there's
it's
authors.
Fan fiction, right?
No, well, that and there's authors out there who've been struggling to make it for years. Good authors, I'm sure, who've been struggling to make it for years. And this is some hack. Who comes along and just, you know, piggybacks.
Mediocre story, really.
Yeah, and she piggybacks off of a successful franchise and gets her own franchise. She's just fucking lucky, it seems like. She's attractive, too, so she probably blew people.
E.L. James is attractive? Have you seen what she looks like?
I have no idea.
I must have seen a photoshopped picture then.
Oh, please show him what E.L. James looked like.
On it.
And I think this one pretty much sums everything up. Someone asked E.L. James, I need advice on making a big romantic gesture. Are you listening, Jason?
Yeah, I'm looking, yeah.
Should I put a GPS tracker in her phone and make threats if she tries to leave?
Oh, yeah, no, she looks like a mom blogger. My mistakes. My mistake. Mistakes.
Mistakes.
Jeez, I'm tired.
Multiple mistakes.
How many of them?
Oh, too many to count.
Someone asked, do all these negative tweets sent to you seem abusive to you? I think it's romantic enough to be turned into a novel.
Oh, that's my favorite one.
Are you getting tendonitis from having to hit block so often?
Ouch.
Did she ever answer any one of these?
Probably not.
Whoever planned out the hashtag AskELJames tag has obviously never, ever met Twitter.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was the hashtag game with ELJames.
I wish.
Speaking of games, it's time.
Are we there?
Oh, we're there.
Is this the
game? Oh, we're going
there. Is this the fight of the century?
This is the battle, the internal battle.
Now, Kyle.
Yeah.
When you think of great fights, do you think of fights like David versus Goliath?
Ali Frazier.
Mm.
Hogan and Andre.
McMahon Trump. You think of U.S. and Canada.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought of the most underlying, underdogish fight ever? George Lucas versus E.L. James.
Oh, my God. Oh.
Sean?
Okay, so this came out of our prequel episode. This is the birth child of one Chris Holshue, who came up with the idea for this game.
And who has a YouTube show called And Chris Says.
Yes,
you can
he
follow
does.
It on Blah Blah Productions on YouTube.
Now, what this
Made
is...
By me.
What this is this was... Actually, we'll be playing this a couple
very
times.
Gassy.
I went back and watched...
I feel bad for you for doing this.
I know. I had to watch...
You are dedicated, my friend.
I know. I had to watch Star Wars Episode II and 50 Shades of Grey. And I've come up with quotes from both movies. And gentlemen and lady, this is your job to tell me which movie is this quote from.
Just pick what you think is the worst.
I love to be included. I love to be included because I haven't seen 50 Shades and I probably don't remember too many Star Wars.
And you'll probably end up
blindly guessing.
Yeah.
You'll probably win.
Maybe.
So anyway, this is called Lucas or James, and this is round one. I got five quotes for you guys, and we'll see how you guys do.
Wait, are we going to buzz in? Or how's this
work? No, you're all going to give an answer.
For
all
each question, okay.
For each one. All right, first quote.
Wait, we're going to go with Kyle down the line?
Yeah, we'll just go down the line. Are you sure I can't persuade you to stay?
So which one's A and which one's B?
Just say whichever.
Oh, okay. Say Lucas or.
Or you can just say 50 Shades or Star Wars.
Oh, okay. Repeat it. Repeat it real quick.
You want me to say seductively?
Yeah, please.
Please lick your lips.
You're kind of ruining it. Giving away the answer.
Are you sure I can't persuade you to stay? Well, not entirely.
I'm gonna say Star Wars.
Because Hayden Christensen's very seductive.
I'm gonna say Star Wars.
He's a cutie.
Star Wars, yeah. Jason. Are you sure I can't persuade you to stay?
I'm going to say Star Wars as well.
Star Wars?
Shades.
50 Shades of Grey?
Mm-hmm.
It is, in fact, 50 Shades of Grey.
Okay. Shit. He was right. You're going to win.
Beats me. Last time I saw that Star Wars movie was literally when it came out, so.
All right. Are you ready for the next one?
Mm-hmm.
Sure. 1-0.
I can't breathe.
Is there a both option?
I'm going to say 50 Shades.
50 Shades, Jason?
I'm going to go with Star Wars again.
Star Wars?
Star Wars.
Star Wars. It is Star Wars.
Woo!
God damn it.
2-1-0.
I'm glad I have a scorekeeper. Next one. You're so bossy.
I'm going to say 50 Shades.
50.
50.
Star Wars.
Star Wars. It is 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, I'm right on your ass.
I figured that would be a good one because the entire movie, Anakin keeps talking about how bossy Obi-Wan is.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I guessed it.
You're right.
I find you intimidating.
Oh, that's an easy one.
It's not Kyle? Your turn. Wait your turn.
Well, I don't know.
Kyle, I find you intimidating.
I'd say 50 Shades.
50 Shades? Jason?
50 as well.
50 Shades.
50 Shades. It is 50 Shades of Grey.
We continue the tie.
All right, here's the last one for round one.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Tiebreaker.
Do they get harder? No pun intended.
Oh, they get harder. You're asking me to be rational. That's something I can't do.
I'd say Star Wars.
Star Wars.
I'm going to say 50 Shades.
50 Shades. Would you like me to say it again?
Yes.
You're asking me to be rational. That's something I can't do.
No, no, no. Put your hand down your pants and say it.
Star Wars.
Star Wars. It is Star Wars.
Oh. I won!
We have a winner for the first round.
Sean's a prophet. Who would you like to thank?
You.
Leah.
For giving me the competition and pushing me forward and giving me.
You're calling me the comeback kid for a reason.
Mm. All right. Well, actually.
Just made that noise. You shorting out over there?
No.
Sean the short out Smith?
Actually, technically. Oh, wait. Oh, never mind.
Okay. Technically, I won. Thanks. Yeah,
no, you did win.
What do I win?
A friendly handshake.
From my computer.
A free copy of 50 Shades of Grey. Free copy.
And Star Wars
and
Episode 2.
You can burn both later.
And George Lucas.
All right.
Burn him too.
So we'll be playing this again.
Nice.
So before we go, let's talk a little.
Oh, wait, that was it? I thought you said there was like 3 rounds of it.
Oh, no. That's
I thought there was more.
We only do 1 round per show.
Oh, you should have acknowledged.
Is this so that? I don't beat them 3 times?
Yes.
Ugh. All right, so she's the defending champion.
Hey, if it was Evan against you,
Jason and I are tied.
I think I think Evan would do a bang up job.
Mm-hmm. We're tied,
except I won.
Yeah, he just didn't win. Kyle, you want to talk about E3?
Well, I thought it'd be cool to talk about E3.
I think it'd be cool too.
Really?
Yeah. What's going on with E3?
Oh,
wasn't that like 10 years ago?
Oh, I don't.
It started 10 years ago.
Yeah, was it 10 years ago they
it's been
started?
Going on ever since.
Yeah. What happened at E3?
Oh, you know, it's the annual video game giant conference,
Electronic Entertainment Expo, yep,
where all the video game companies come out and show their new shit.
It's Comic Con for video games.
Yeah, essentially. I didn't want to. You can go on a whole podcast about E3, obviously.
It's kind of late now.
All right. So sum it up with.
I would say best and worst.
Mm-hmm. Best of the worst.
I would say like Sony and Microsoft were both really good this year compared to previous years. I would say Nintendo was god awful.
Does Nintendo ever show up with anything?
They have
they've been awful
video
every year.
Show. It's like they don't have an actual conference. They have a direct. I don't know what the proper term for it. I don't remember. It's just a YouTube video.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean their technology is like 10 years.
Yeah, they're always behind.
Too late.
I liked last year's. This year's
to me
boring.
Nintendo.
I was falling asleep.
Nintendo is the. I don't want to say poster child, but is the showing of how Japan is becoming irrelevant in video games, in my opinion. It is just like they are so far behind everybody else in ideas. Every game they showed was not impressive at all. The Star Fox game wasn't impressive. Zelda game wasn't impressive. Mario game wasn't impressive. Yoshi game was kind of cool looking.
They didn't
but
show Zelda, did they?
They showed like that DS, 3DS one.
Oh, right. And then everyone wanted a new Metroid game this year.
Yeah, and they were like, oh, Metroid. It looked like so bad that they apologized for even showing it because it looked so bad.
We are sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, so sorry.
I would say the other companies did pretty well. EA did pretty good.
What, Battlefront?
They did, yeah, that was like their big, that was like, they say the big, you know, the big games that everyone loved this past E3 was definitely Star Wars Battlefront and Fallout 4.
Mm.
I would put Fallout above Star Wars, but that's just my opinion. But, EA did really good, and I would
say. Did 2K show up at all?
No, they don't have a stage set, no, I don't think they do. Yeah, I really liked it. I don't know if I have a clear winner of like what
Sony.
I would say Sony. Would
I think
win.
America won.
Yeah, no, I would.
Fuck yeah.
I think Sony had some of the better games, especially like Uncharted 4 and stuff like that. I would say that, like I mentioned to you earlier, that Xbox really did win over with the backwards compatibility.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, I mean, Sony just got a media player.
Right. Yeah. It also just got cross chat this generation, so you know,
7 years too late.
Yeah. But It was really cool. Like, when they announced backwards compatibility, you can tell people were really excited. And they showed Mass Effect.
What was that
noise?
Think about it.
I was hoping to see more Mass Effect, to be honest.
Is that the Suckbot?
But,
that's the title of the episode, by the way.
Suckbot?
Suckbot.
But, yeah.
New villain.
I was hoping to see more Mass Effect, but there was just like a
10-second trailer. I'll admit, my favorite trailers were that. I just, because, God, that got me so hyped. Ghost Rider.
Yeah, I mean, I liked it, but it was didn't really show.
No, it didn't. But it still anything.
So I was like, okay.
That and that longer Metal Gear Solid 5 trailer.
Yeah, and then
holy
they showed gameplay
shit.
During the week.
Jason, when does that come out?
September 1st.
I wonder what.
Oh my god. Yeah. My penis.
So
whose,
and
whose birthday's on that day?
I don't know.
Maybe he's sitting next to me, and he's wearing white, and he looks like he just got back from the golf course.
Stop talking about me.
He? Oh, God.
But I would say best was definitely like Fallout 4, Mass Effect, I guess.
Fallout 4 gameplay looked awesome.
Uncharted, and...
That looked awesome, too. Everything looked awesome.
Rainbow Six.
Everything is awesome, except for Nintendo.
Yeah.
Dude, Nintendo, I'm telling you, Nintendo
that
sucked.
Was so
it was horrible.
And they announced they have a new system coming out. Next year, the NX.
NX, yeah.
And it's like a...
Oh, is that going to be 720 as well?
Yeah, it's going to be...
Guys, it's going to have
frost
chat.
It's going to be, what is it, 950p.
950.
Hey, four, you make fun of that. The new Star Wars game is 960p.
P for poop. And the Star Wars game looks good. I'm just worried that... I hope it's not a Battlefield clone.
That's what everyone's saying. It's just a game that's...
But
just,
with a Battlefield
it's Battlefield with just Star Wars characters.
Oh, that's disappointing.
I saw Luke Skywalker fighting
but
Darth Vader
Battlefield
on Hoth.
Haters.
Which didn't happen in the movie.
It's not accurate. It's not historically accurate.
No?
I'm telling you, dude, there's no storyline. It's just all action set pieces that you control. Yeah. It's a completely online game.
Will it at least be better than WWE 2K15?
They even mentioned a wrestling game this year, I don't think.
No, I didn't hear anything.
Hey, isn't WWE going out of business?
Shut up.
Well, you know, usually there's a sport games segment. There's Madden.
They announced the cover for 2K16.
Well, just remember what Vince McMahon once said. If you suck one cock, it's not a sexual relationship.
Did he say that?
Maybe.
I don't remember.
All right, gents and ladies. Closing out this episode. This was a wild ride. Episode 20 is going to be phenomenal. It might even be on YouTube as a video.
But probably not.
No, probably will be.
Join me on YouTube.
Join me on YouTube.
Now's the time for plugs.
Now's the time for plugs. You can follow me at J-A-Y, green, like the color, 89, jgreen89. You can follow Kyle at... the THE Downster DOWNSTER the Downster
with an extra R.
I hear
oh,
you
really there's two DOWNSTERR.
I hear you give cooking advice.
I could. Would you
there
like
you
some?
Go.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, great. Just let me know.
I actually have a healthy gingerbread cooking channel. I do. It's a channel.
Yeah. I was texting you the other day. You randomly texted me. I'm cooking dinner. I felt like saying,
well,
because
I was cooking.
Are
dinner.
You are you inviting me?
But I was cooking dinner.
Oh, yeah?
That's nice to know.
Yeah. We should have a podcast on cooking.
Yeah, or a video. Or the videos you can find.
We should make movie-related food.
Maybe
that's a damn good idea.
Maybe I can...
Terminator toss salad.
Maybe I can conjoin the cooking podcast with the Hannibal podcast.
Yeah.
And then I can cook and eat you.
All right, George.
I don't think I'll be there for that one.
No, I was just talking about Kyle.
We've made baked goods based
baked
off
goods.
Movies.
And all these YouTube videos will be uploaded on the Blah Blah Productions YouTube channel. And you can also find it at blahblahinc.com, INC.
Mm-hmm.
Can you also spell my cutie gingerbread really fast?
CUTIEGINGER bread.
Ooh.
Couldn't spell bread?
No. That's where they can follow you, right, Yulia?
Yes, cutie gingerbread.
You follow all your makeup, find all your makeup videos?
Yep, I have Instagram and Twitter is cute gingerbread because cutie gingerbread is too long.
Oh, that's weird. Yes. Is there no room for the I?
No, it's only 140 characters.
You know, I have been thinking about getting a Twitter.
Yeah, that was the time. You could have.
Yeah, that's like 10 years late, almost. No.
Is it? Am I too late?
I don't know.
Get it right now so I can plug it.
I'm on Instagram.
I'll wait.
That's right, you are.
Okay, Liz.
Yeah, at The Brack Show.
The Brack Show, yeah.
We should start a Snapchat podcast thing.
I don't have Snapchat.
No. Get it.
I don't have Snapchat.
Snapchat?
What is Snapchat? I don't know what it is.
It's to send
it's
nudes.
Instagram, but...
Nude related.
Is it?
Well, dude, it's so easy to send nudes over that.
I'm naked all the time.
Under your clothes.
I just use Messenger.
To your boss.
Yes.
Cool. You should get a Twitter because then you can just tweet at EL James on some good topics for the next round.
You can follow all your favorite directors.
That would be a bad idea.
All your favorite directors, your favorite movies, your favorite producers, your favorite wrestlers.
Kyle works for Twitter.
Yeah. You should some hand just creeps in out of the side and gives you a check.
Yeah, it's like, thank you. Get another follower.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this has been Blah Blah Podcast episode 19. Stay tuned for episode 20 and beyond.
I'm going to go buy a suck bot.
I'm going to go make you a Twitter called Sean Suckbot Smith.
It rhymes.
Any final words, Yulia?
Thank you for my podcasting debut.
Now say that in Russian.
Спасибо.
No, the whole thing.
The whole thing.
You're not really Russian.
I still want my money.
Say that in Russian.
Я хочу мои деньги.
Now end it with
I will give it to you.
End it with a, end it with a motherfucker.
Yes, say that.
I don't know if there's a word for that.
Just say fuck, the equivalent of that.
Блять.
Блять? Like блять подкаст? Like
blah, blah. Блять.
So we'd be called fuck something in Russian.
Let it always be known that I beat the two of you.
I beat the fuck out of you.
I beat the blat out of you.
You were... You had your ass handed to you by a girl.
That's such an old thing to say. What is this, the 90s?
What are you, a feminist?
I'm actually the youngest one here.
But that's like something you'd see in Air Bud. You just got your ass beat by a girl.
Don't be a sore loser.
I'm sorry.
Don't
Jason's not gonna sleep now.
Don't insult Air Bud.
He's gonna toss and turn in bed
all night.
I stay up all night like studying E.L. James quotes. And,
he's gonna watch the movie backwards. And
it's like a montage of me writing down, watching both movies and writing down notes.
E.L. James staged the moon landing.
Oh God, she did. 50 Shades of Armstrong.
This is why I won't be invited to round two. I accept it.
That's a very somber note to end on. Anyway.
Go see Terminator Genesis.
No, don't. No.
Go play Arkham
Knight. Only if you want your brain to hurt.
When it's $30.
You spent $30?
No, so when it's $30.
Oh, I was going to say.